you're always afraid when you do that that they're going to let you down. And none of them did. And certainly I worked with John Denver a great deal as well. And John was a unique talent, and I think he's extraordinarily underappreciated in many, many circles. He succeeded in spite of the music industry. He wasn't just a great music and a great artist, and he spent years toiling in the folk circuit, folk revival with the Chad Mitchell Trio and doing some solo work. And so he really knew his craft, just like the Beatles. By the time the Beatles broke, and they were only around for 7 years, they really knew their craft. And John was the same way. I mean, they came from similar traditions in that sense. A lot of years of hard work. And he changed the world. These artists, you know, the Beatles, John Denver, people like that, they don't set out to change the world. There's no sort of pretense of expectation there. But what he did, the output of his work, really changed us. I mean, when that little guy with his little down vest on that John Denver's Greatest Hits came out, we all bought the record. And then we all went out and bought down vests and hiking boots, you know. Then we all moved to Colorado, and here we are in Aspen. So it's an amazing thing. He popularized the conservation ethic and the ethos. He brought it into every household through his music and songs and his love for the outdoors. And he loved Aspen. He just loved it.
What was it like getting to work with John Denver and George Martin, you know, people that you consider to be some of your heroes?
I had to learn very quickly to disassociate. I mean, the first time I met John Denver here in Aspen on the music tent, I couldn't talk. He says, "Hey," and I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." I couldn't talk. It was so embarrassing. And I just couldn't believe this guy was real. And he'd been so important in my life.
Well, first of all, how old were you when this happened?
Well, I was pretty old. I was a fully formed adult, which is part of what makes it so scary. But you know, the same thing with George Martin and the Beatles. I mean, these are names in the back of record albums or people we hear about. And to actually meet them, and they're real human beings. And so if you're going to work with them as a colleague, you have to sort of disassociate. And you do eventually learn that they're just people. They have a talent. They have a specific gift. They have something that they do. And now we as listeners glom onto that, and they become part of the soundtrack of our lives. So when John writes a song or the Beatles write a song and it goes out, it's no longer their song. It's about us. It's our story that we're listening to and relating to.
That was longtime music producer for the Beatles and John Denver. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Ed Lis Nissen Arts and Culture Desk.